Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 209 of the 8-Bit Geek. You know, if you're new around here, let me fill you in a little bit on what you can expect from us and what we're like. We're just like the new Nintendo launch, you know, or any Nintendo launch, really. People get really excited, they're pumped for what Nintendo can bring to the table, innovation, great games, and more. Then they release the console, only to find out it's underpowered, the content is light, and it leaves you utterly disappointed. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jeremy. With me are two men who can't get enough of Nintendo, and who wanted to dedicate this entire episode to the Switch.
Oh, I assumed there was someone else that was a fucking host on this show, because it sure as fuck isn't me.
I thought we got replaced.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who wanted to title this show Bait and Switch.
It ain't happening.
Every time you say Switch, you have to snap your finger.
Why?
Because that's what
how
it does.
It was in that's how stupid commercial.
That's what
fucking
the Switch,
hipsters.
That's what the Switch does. And when you put when you put the controller into the Switch, it makes that sound. When you snap it, it's cute.
Cute, quotations. Cute quotes. Mm.
Yeah. It's been a crazy week. We've of course had the Switch that came out. My kid got attacked by a dog. What's been going on with you guys?
Pause. Okay, so obviously we know the story because, you know, we talk like a million times a day.
Right.
If you want to tell the story online, I mean, it was a fucking hell of a thing for like Doug and I to wake up for. I mean, I woke up next to him and we saw it, so.
That's true. We unfortunately we had to get rid of our dog Crypto. If anybody knows, I've talked about him on the show before. He was an awesome dog, and you couldn't ask for a better loving dog, and just wonderful. You couldn't have asked for a better loving dog up until a couple days ago. You know, we let him outside as we normally do. My son fed him, and he went and laid on the bed and on my wife's bed, and Colin started walking in the door and said, "Hi, Crypto," and went to pet him, and the dog jumped at him and bit his right cheek on his face. And so he had to get 10 stitches. He had 7 on the bottom, 2, and then 1. And so he had 3 pretty gruesome-looking marks on his face. And so it was pretty swollen. It's gone down, so he's healing up. Rob in chat asked rabies. No. And so he's never displayed anything like this before.
Yeah. I had to like open my own eyes because I saw it in the morning, and you know, when you do that like half awake look, and all I saw was the picture of Colin, and then you said Crypto is out. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, it was pretty scary. I was at work when it happened. Ashley was thankfully kept her cool because she normally freaks out at stuff like this, like big time, and she doesn't do blood, and there was blood everywhere. And so she handled herself very well. I got to give her a lot of credit. So she did a great job there. But yeah, Colin, we rushed him to the ER and stuff. And so I got to the ER before they started doing the stitches and everything, and, you know, held his hand through all that stuff. But he's doing really well. He hates being at home right now. He can't go to school yet until Wednesday. So yeah. I've been staying at home with him, and he's absolutely bored out of his fucking mind because he's not allowed to be active. And he can't run around. He can't play because he doesn't want to trip and fall. Don't want him to bust open the stitches, sure, anything like that. So essentially he's just laying around. It's starting to get to him. He's starting to get some cabin fever. So,
man, if only he had a Switch to play with.
We've been doing that too. We've been doing that. I don't know if you guys want to talk about it now or we can save it for the gaming section. But
talk about it now and get it out of the fucking way.
I got a Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what else?
I got Legends of Zelda's.
The one game worth owning on the Switch.
Actually, not true. Not true.
Don't even say Bomberman. Don't even.
No, I didn't pick that up. I did pick up the racing game. And that is actually a ton of fun.
Mario Kart 8?
No, that comes out next month. I picked up I don't remember. It's like RX something. It's just a little indie title for $20 on the eStore. RX Bandits, that's it. And and then Paper Clips. And those two are fantastic. But I will say this. Nintendo knew what they were doing when they said that the only AAA title at launch was going to be Zelda. Because, holy shit. I have lost so much time to that game already. It is completely, like, so engaging. I cannot put it down. It is that good. It is so fucking good. I cannot give enough props. Except for some of the puzzles, you can go fuck yourself.
I saw your post this morning.
Yeah, they have some of the puzzles you have to use the gyroscope, and it's bullshit. I fucking hate it so much. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those little ball puzzles that you have to go through the entire maze. And then at the end, there's no rails, so you have to balance it perfectly to get it over. Fuck them. Mm. Fuck them. I hate them. It took me so long, and I almost threw a goddamn controller.
I did hear, yeah, like it's kind of typical Zelda where they really don't hold your hand on this, where like you make a mistake and you're fucked.
Yeah, so. they really designed a fantastic game where there's no hand holding. They give you hints here and there, but I definitely have had to use a strategy guide every once in a while just to figure out what the fuck was going on. Because some of the puzzles, you know, they just increase in difficulty. And there's even ones that I thought I was getting pretty far in the game. Like my armor is a level 7. I have level 15 weapons. But then I saw some power-ups and stuff. And like you have to be like your armor has to be a level 90 before you go against some of the enemies. And I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? I'm at 7 and I've got like 40 hours in the game. But yeah, the game itself, fucking fantastic. There was no reason. They could have released just that one game and everybody would have been happy.
Technically they did.
So the system itself is, I really like it. It feels good in the hands. I'm not I thought I was going to really hate the actual controller that you slip the little Joy-Cons into, but that's actually pretty comfy. I do plan on getting a pro controller at some point. But for now that thing is working just fine. And, there has been, we'll talk about it later on in the show as well, but yeah, there's been some launch issues, that go along with it. Like every console has had, but overall, I really like it. I took it to the theater last night when I was waiting to watch Logan. I just sat there playing Zelda. And, you know, it was a ton of fun.
Did anyone come up to you and be like, whoa, dude?
The server did. And then the people behind me were looking down at it like, holy shit, he's got the new Switch.
Let's jump him after the movie.
That was my only concern. If I wasn't in a rich area, I was going to be really concerned.
That's the areas you got to worry about.
But we'll get all into the technical stuff later on. But my first impression of the system is that Nintendo made a damn fine system. And I really like it. It's my first true Nintendo product since the NES. I went to Sega right after the NES. And then I went to Sony and Xbox and so on. So all my friends had all the other Nintendo systems, so that's what I played on. But yeah, I'm full in on this one. It's pretty dope. Somebody asked, what does the cartridge taste like? It's funny you should ask that. If you go onto my Twitter, you'll actually see Caleb. He tasted it. We had him taste the cartridge on 8-Bit Saga. And that shit is funny. We got video of it, and it's disgusting. He said that it tastes like, what is it? What did he say? It tastes like car batteries, like car acid, like something. Yeah.
Why are you guys licking car batteries?
Did you not know that, Kev? They put a protective layer on the cartridges, so that way kids wouldn't eat them because they're so small.
Yeah, and animals.
And so when you taste it, it's a non-toxic coating, and it makes it taste disgusting.
Yeah, fucking like weird, Nintendo. Yeah, you have launch problems, but at least your fucking cartridges are not edible.
Yeah, because he had like a drink, like a
something from like Sonic or something, like some strawberry drink, and he was like drinking it, and he was like, not helping. Ain't helping.
it was about 5 minutes. 5 minutes right. Before that shit was
that's gonna be the new internet challenge.
Well, it got people talking. I mean, that was everywhere. That was free promotion. Right, people, the internet lit up with that shit.
Oh, Caleb, what won't he put his tongue on?
Nothing. He puts his tongue on everything. I got scared because when he licked it, he licked part of my thumb. I ran as fast as I could to wash it.
That's definitely not true. You definitely put your hand back in his mouth a second time.
Shut up.
You remember there's video evidence of this.
Doug, like, shut up. This is for entertainment purposes. I'm bending the truth a little
saga
bit.
Saga Twitter.
Yeah, come on. This is Apic Geek, not Saga.
We're starting a new channel, 8-Bit S&M.
It would be a hit, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you like what we're talking about, if you like our banter, then, of course, please go subscribe and rate us, of course, on Audioboom, who provides all of our bandwidth, so that way you can hear our lovely voices every week. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and so many more places where you like to find your podcasts. That's where we'll be. And, of course, as always, you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, Monday nights right here on Twitch. Hey, Doug, before we get any further, if you're able to pull up our Patreons, and we'll give them a shout out here real quick before we get there.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to.
Okay, I'll go.
That would require me to go into Chrome, and I can't fucking use Chrome.
Don't worry about it. We will. Yeah. I was gonna say I'll read real slow, but I was gonna be like, pimp our other shows.
Just go through the stuff. I'm sure I can. I'm sure I can get it logged in.
Okay. 8-Bit Legends, we have Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, where they talk all about the WWE, so we don't have to hear. Brainberry Tarts, 8-Bit Saga, and of course Garbage Day, which we're trying to find a new day to record on Garbage Day, because unfortunately Mr. Little Stevie got a promotion at work and it's fucking with his days off, and so now I don't know when we're going to record, but we'll figure it out. We'll get some new episodes out there. Doug's ready to shut it down. And like,
ready to shut it down. We gave it a shot, did okay. Let's give something else a shot.
We want to mention that we're going to be going to a couple cons here coming up. The first one is Dallas Comic Con. We'll be there March 31st through the 2nd, and we'll be covering that. So make sure you go. If you're going to go, come meet us, and we'll be walking around the showroom floor. You can get some pictures with us, autographs. Doug will sign your dick.
He will.
Other than that,
I'm going
to
go.
Frightmare is too far away to start promoting it, but we are going to give away tickets to it.
Yes,
we are going to give away tickets to actually it's not, it's only 2 months away. So yeah, we're doing Frightmare on May 5th, 6th and 7th. We'll be giving away two sets of tickets for that. So make sure you tune in and, listen for that shit. So, and of course every week, we ask you to dig into your pockets, give us some spare change, give us at least $4 a month. That's all you got to do. It's $1 an episode. Okay. Or $1 a month, whatever you want to do. Or $20 a month. Support us at Patreon, because it helps pay for the cons that we're going to, the content that we're doing, the equipment that we're using. To deliver a better show, it costs money. And for the first 3 years of this show, we have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars of our own money. So we're asking our fans, hey, maybe you want to help a little bit. We'll continue to spend our own money, but we'd like to spend yours.
Well, that's eloquently put.
Yeah. So help us out if you want. If you don't, we understand. We're still going to give you free content, but we give you a little extra. And on that note, Doug is going to announce everybody who's involved. Mention everybody, Doug. Give them all a shout out.
Everybody. Oh, shit. We're going down the list. All right. We got Christopher. We got Jen, Ed, Ryan, Caleb, Jesse, Rain. Lauren, hold on. What's that name? Delure? I don't know if I know this one.
Yeah.
Hello, Marty, Delura.
CJ, Rob, Keith, Jundar, Taylor, Timo, Link, Ross, and Michael. And then we have two people that don't have, I'm just going to go ahead and name them too. Nick and Brutal Moose. Thanks, everybody. They have it set to like
for nothing. Like, they're just like, we're just giving, but we don't want anything. But fuck y'all. Thank you.
Fuck y'all. Thank you.
Yeah. I know you didn't want it, but you got it anyways.
Awesome. Yeah. So thank you to everybody who's new at we're really planning some stuff to give you extra content. I know that we give you the pre-show, but we want to give more to make it worth your while. So we're kind of planning that. If you have any ideas, please hit us up. Anything that you'd like to hear in the Patreon, we'd love to get your feedback. So please do that, and we'll deliver some extra content to you. Okay. Let's kick off the show. Everyone's here for some missed connections. We can give that to you right meow. Okay? Every week we take real ads from the missed connection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. And we don't edit them in any way. We do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Sean? Sean, you there?
What's up, fellas?
Hey! What's up, man?
Oh, not much.
What you been doing?
You know, I was in town for the weekend for some Apid Saga recording, and I just kind of been hanging out here. Doug's just chilling on the couch. Got an early flight in the morning to get ahead wherever the wind takes me, whatever my bank account can afford.
You sound super tired.
I am very, very tired.
All right, well, what have you been...
busy weekend?
Recording Saga takes a lot out of me.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. Well, what you got for us?
This week I've got, hey, I bet you didn't see that one coming, huh, smartass? Male for women, the former being filmed, lol. I'm supposed to be laughing, but I'm not.
Okay.
Nobody really does. Nobody really does when they lol, right? Like, if you write lol, it just
depends.
Means...
It depends on how many lulls there are.
I think that when you're texting people, it goes like this. There's different level of lulls, right? So if you do lull, then it's just like, oh, I giggled a little bit, like, internally. If you do lull, 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 that means you may have, like, chuckled. But if you do a ha, 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 that means you're doing an audible laugh. That, at least in my book, that's what it means.
That's pretty fair. That's pretty
Today
fair.
I learned.
Okay, I didn't know you didn't know that.
I'm always genuine with you guys. If I say lol, I'm laughing out loud. My coworkers hate me.
Is that true for you, Kev? Or are you lying?
No, I'm lying. Usually, LOL, yeah, it's exactly what you mean.
All right. Can I get back to my shit, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sean.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go ahead, Sean. Sorry.
All right. So this starts. Damn. You thought you was too fucking sharp, huh, LOL. You didn't see that coming now, did you, LOL? You guys was too busy filming me, LOL, to notice you pricks were being filmed, LMAO.
What the hell?
Hey, did any of stop to think why I started to laugh? Question mark. This is spaced apart, so I feel like I have to say it. No, I'll bet you siding, huh?
What? You'll bet me siding? Like from a house? You still here, Sean?
Yeah, he's trying to read ahead and see what the fuck he's saying. No, I'll bet. Oh, wait. Oh, I started with that. I did say in church a few days back, you only had a few days, huh? LOL. I keep my words, face! Exclamation point. No, no, whatever happens, you all deserve it, and then some. What word is that? Hold on.
I think that's I'm curious.
I think it's curious.
I'm curious, yeah. Oh my god.
You should, spell it out.
I'm Q-U-R-I-S. I'm curious to know if they're going to, what? I'm curious to know if, okay, I think it's supposed to be they are. Jesus fuck Christ. I'm curious to know if they're going to cover your shit when this blow out. What? LOL, yeah, that loyalty crap. LOL, yeah, let's see if they return it or pin you to the wall. See you soon. I did promise you, didn't I? LOL. Told you stop filming me. Bye bye, bitch. And then some kissy faces.
First off, who are you trying to hook up with in this?
Oh my god.
Like, I don't think you were trying to hook up with anyone. You didn't even give, like, examples of this week how tall you are and how old you are. I think you just wanted to get back at a bitch.
Oh my god.
Well,
okay. That was too good. Good job, Sean. Alright,
thanks, fellas. Now I'm gonna go back to sleep on the couch back there. So
Alright,
don't stink the place up too much. You don't get the chlorine smell out.
We met here and I sucked your tits.
Oh no.
Male for woman in Ventura. We met a couple years ago, and I ravaged your beautiful breasts. Your passion was amazing. And I just want to say that memory is so amazing to me. I can still get off to that memory. And the BJ you gave me was the best I've ever had in my life. Thank you for that. You rock!
You sound like a shitty scientist from the Jetsons.
Right? That's what I was thinking. Also kind of sounded like, I guess, have you guys played Sam and Max Hit the Road?
Oh.
The guy at the very beginning of the game, I guess he has more of like a different accent, but it's that kind of like, friends! you just want to be friends? Science is also, but that's what they remind me of.
Did Sam and or Max give him a BJ?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Well.
Oh, Kev, what you got?
What up, y'all? I've been on a kind of a kick lately. I mean, last week we had a Latina, and this week I'm back at it. This Latina was at McDonald's this time. Mm-hmm. At Riverside. In NoHo. That means NoHo's allowed at this McDonald's. This is a male for women. Micka D. Oh, no, ho.
Micka. Mick to no, ho.
Mick. I don't even know.
Mick D. A no, ho. God damn, guys.
Mick D. A no, ho. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. So check this out. At about 11 a.m., you walked into McDonald's on Riverside Boulevard in North Hollywood on March 3rd with two other women. I like that. You were wearing a tan or maybe a skin color one-piece shirt. Skirt and shirt, actually. It was just a onesie. I think you were wearing some kind of sweater, too, but I wasn't staring at that. Anyway, I thought you were really good looking. Now, I'm not going to lie. I thought your booty looked hot, and the skin-tight skirt made your booty.
Okay.
That's it. Dot. That much hotter, period. A lot of periods up in here. I got butt turned on
what?
By you. Like, it was just so hot, my butt started heating up.
Oh.
I was wondering. As my butt started heating up, it caused a wound. So I was wondering if I could come over and see you naked and up close. Because in McDonald's, apparently, I was using binoculars.
Well, you do have a tendency to stalk women. Like a couple weeks ago, you were in a parking lot of a strip club waiting for someone to come out. Last week,
nothing new about that. Nah, that was a strip club, baby. That was Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, you're right. My
bad. You think of the other place I went to, Dunkin' Honuts. Check this out. Matter of fact, though, I'll be respectful. If you didn't know, I'm a very respectable gentleman, and not even expect sex. Maybe if you're, oh man, Jerry must have wrote this one. Maybe if you're
son of a
okay
bitch.
With it, I can just touch that perfect behind and finger you, maybe.
But I'm a respectful gentleman.
I want to be respectful, though. It's a respectful fingering. If you see this and interested, then please send your pic and number and tell me what at least one of the other ladies looked like you were with. Sincerely yours, everybody. To the moon and the stars, Bubba Jones. Oh, I see Jeremy typed something. Your conversations.
I'm sure everybody, all three of us, went to go see Logan, right? Because that was the movie to see this week.
I did not. Surprisingly, I went to see another movie that made number two.
Okay, cool. Well,
bye, Kev. Well,
how did that feel?
How did it feel, Kevin?
I ha-ha'd.
How is it that you didn't go see Logan?
I didn't want to deal with the crowd this weekend, to be honest. So we went to go see Get Out instead, and it was a much more easily accessible movie.
You know,
I'm gonna see it this time, this week or something.
There's these theaters around, and they're called reserve your seat theaters.
Yeah, but it doesn't say. Yeah, you can reserve your seat, but you can't reserve your right to tell somebody to shut the fuck up.
Good point. Okay, because when I went to go see this, there was a dude next to me who was really lively animated.
Yeah.
And so he sat down next to me. His girlfriend was next to him, but his buddies were down the way, and he would not fucking, like, he didn't like talk during the movie, but like every scene that was amazing, like every fight scene or any kind of like serious look, this motherfucker would laugh and then look down to his friends and make gestures. Like I could not fucking stand it. I
that's
could
why
not.
I don't like going to the movies. Yeah.
But overall, Logan, what a hell of a way to go out with a character. That's all. I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but holy shit, it's the best work Fox has done other than Deadpool.
Interesting.
It was awesome, and I think that, like, you know, Deadpool helped prove that like an R-rated comic book movie would sell in today's age when everything's all about Happy Meals and toys and bullshit. And in fact, that's one of the reasons I said why it did so well is, like, because we have to worry about Happy Meals. And it's fucking the truth. Like, we're ready for some R-rated fucking movies, especially with characters that have R-rated goddamn stories that are so amazing and so well-liked and stuff. That's, I mean, it was good. I want to say masterpiece, but it was a fucking great movie.
I heard it was great as a rated R movie. And after that, there was an article that came out today saying this Fox should take notes on this, and this is why they should release an R-rated X-Men film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kev, I would tell you this. There's a horror movie hidden in the middle of this film.
Yeah.
And it's horror movie-esque. Like, it fucking reminded me of like Jason and some shit. It was
nice.
It was insane. Doug, I think you remember what
the one part with the dudes and the thing and the dudes
and the middle of the thing. In the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have to say this, even without seeing
a little bit of Terminator, like, sprinkled in there too, a little bit.
Yeah.
It was dope.
I don't know, the way he looked too. He looked a lot like Joel from Last of Us. I thought that would have been amazing. Like, I would love, if they were to go through with a Last of Us film, I would actually love to see him play Joel. And I don't know who they get to play Ellie, but that little girl, like, with the same girl they used
in Logan.
Yeah, just get them over. Work. Get some contracts going.
Okay, so there's so many chances for tears to roll. And I was highly emotional at the end of this film, especially with the last fucking 20 seconds of the film and how, oh, like, well, just right now I'm thinking
about it.
Keep
it spoiler-free, boys.
I'm keeping it spoiler-free. But just the imagery on the screen is the perfect way to say goodbye to this generation of X-Men. Just perfect.
Yeah. And what's also great, though, in a way, to think about it, is because both Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart both said, like, we would love to come back. Because the movie kind of takes place in the future, so there is a chance that there could be stories still told between now and the next 12 years.
Exactly.
Where these characters could still show up and still be around and stuff. Yeah. I mean, like, younger versions of them and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, like, even if there are other movies where these guys show up, which there will be, there absolutely will be, because they're working on the New Mutants story, like, line and stuff. They're talking about some of this other, some other stuff coming, like, where Patrick Stewart could be in it and stuff. And they, man, they make him look fucking old in this movie.
They really
do. Make him look fucking old as shit.
Good. Makeup is a wonderful thing these days.
Yeah, and they talk about a whole event of something that happened, like, in the past that, like, caused some stuff to go down. Like, they could do a whole movie about that, mm-hmm. and stuff. Like, you know, the old man Wolverine, like, there's chapters to people's stories that are kind of closed and finished in this movie, just how it is, right? Yeah. They still have the ability to get, like, to do more stuff in, like, that this could still take place when it does. There could still be stuff beforehand, so
they definitely need to build on it. This movie shows that when you see a studio kind of get out of the way and allow the filmmakers to make a film. Obviously, I'm sure they still had some the involvement, but they let it go R. They let them get away with a lot of things that even the director could not believe that Fox let them get away with. I won't. Okay, once again, no spoilers. So, the movie
is ultra violent. It's ultra violent.
It really is.
Like, you thought Deadpool was violent, dude. I think they won.
But that was, like, gratuitously violent. Yeah.
I think they won up Deadpool on violence.
Probably.
Legit. All right.
Yeah. You have to,
like,
go
last week, Kev, how we were talking about the Wolverine game for X-Men Origins Wolverine. We're like, that's the Wolverine that you want. That's hacking and slashes people
and
to
that's
pieces.
What you get.
Yeah. And then some. And then some.
You need to see this movie.
I'm going to go see it this week. Yeah.
See it this week. Because it made $88.4 million at the box office.
Yeah.
And you can guarantee that more movies are coming like that. The R-rated superhero movies are coming.
There's a part of me that's really sad that it like took to the kind of the end of their careers in this franchise, you know, some 18 years later almost, before we got to these movies, because it's like I feel like we've wasted 18 years.
Yeah, but we've also matured a lot with the films. Like they've grown on their own, and I think in not just the X-Men movies, but movies overall, you know, if we don't get the Dark Knight, we don't get a lot of darker tones that we've seen come up. And if we don't get Deadpool, then we don't graduate to Logan. I mean, there's just stepping stones, I think, that we've taken to get here.
Right. Well, even looking at, I mean, going back to what I've recently experienced, the Harry Potter films, it started off kiddie as fuck, and then it got really dark, and it stayed dark, and you kind of needed that beginning to see how dark it gets.
Yeah, you mentioned Get Out. That made $28 million for a total of $78 million. Fucking awesome.
Have you guys seen it yet?
No. But that is, I know it's sitting at like 100% on Rotten Tomato.
It was amazing. I went to go see it with a couple friends. We had a great time. The theater, you know, for a movie being out a couple of weeks, it was, even on a Saturday afternoon, it was still a pretty packed theater.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, everyone was enjoying it. Like, toward the end of the movie, everyone was kind of like behind the characters. I'm not going to spoil anything in that too, but you just hear everyone like, yeah, get him, like something like that, you know? And it's a very interesting movie. It's not so much, it's a horror movie, definitely, but like, it's more cringeworthy. It deals a lot with race, obviously, if you didn't know by the previews of it and everything like
that. Yeah, we talked about that last week as well.
Yeah, so you guys know what it's about. And there's a lot of situations where I felt like, as a white person, I'm like, oh God, us white people are horrible. And it was like, I sensed the irony, but after coming out of that movie, I was terrified of white people. Like, I know the irony in saying that, but it was like, it was one of those things. It was just, you got to see this movie. It's great. Please see Get Out. It's fantastic. Jordan Peele, man. Fucking, I really hope to see more from him and, you know, just get Key back in there. Like, man, I love Key and Peele. So I would love to see them do more. I would love to see them do more stuff, but it was great to see them outside the box of comedy.
Yeah. I mean, they said in the past that they're going to go away and do some things on their own, and then they'll come back together for something and then go away. So you'll definitely see more of them, just, you know, not as frequently.
Hey, man, Outkast said the same thing, and that was like 16 years ago. So,
well, I mean, we did get like a double CD from them. So that's like,
actually, no, they kind of broke up around Idlewild, and then they got back together and did like one festival, and then that was about it. I miss Outkast. Bring Outkast back. It's 2017, everybody. Come on.
They haven't even made solo albums.
Oh, yeah. Big Boi came out with like three solo albums, and Dre's had like, I think, one. He's had a bunch of mixtape stuff, but yeah, Andre 3000's kind of doing acting and doing all kinds of other stuff. But
yeah, I saw him in that Key and Peele skit. That was so funny.
Big Boi's keeping it. Big Boi's keeping it going. That was Big Boi. Come on.
Doug got it.
That was a funny skit.
All right, let's get down to some news. So, if you don't know, we have a new FCC chairman, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he's
a piece of shit.
But he's a piece of shit when it comes to what's going on right now, and that is, if you don't know what net neutrality is, you really should research it. The basics of it is it protects our rights as users of the internet, and it protects the internet from being taken over by companies and being nickeled and dimed, and essentially, you know, we can have bandwidth without being charged for it or overages and things like that because of what the FCC is supposed to do.
Right.
This mofo is calling net neutrality a mistake. His name is, I believe it's called Ajit. Is it Pai?
I think it's Ajit Pai.
Ajit Pai.
Ajit Pai.
Ajit Pai. And so he's dismantling. He's already started dismantling net neutrality. He's taken out a few things already. We won't go through everything here, but just know that it's his mission to get rid of it and to allow the companies to take over the internet as they see fit and charge you and charge. So what's essentially one example is, let's take Netflix. Everybody has a Netflix account. And I believe that we discussed this somewhere in episode 100 something, but we'll review it again. You access Netflix. Well, these data companies like AT&T can now charge Netflix for them to send bandwidth out to you and send these movies out to you. And if they're using too much, then AT&T can charge more for you.
And, or they could bottleneck you.
Right, and they can bottleneck it, and it's Netflix. And so what Netflix has to do is pay more money to open up those lines so their users can get the service, which then, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal. You're like, well, fuck it. Netflix has a lot of money. But what you don't see is that you will get charged in the end, because Netflix is not going to incur that charge. They're going to pass it on to you. And so that's essentially how it's going to work if you don't do something. So if you have a voice, make it be heard and contact your local congressman and get the ball rolling. Tell them that you don't approve of him dismantling net neutrality. Okay. Yep. So we will say that. YouTube TV has been announced, and it's coming with unlimited cloud DVR. This is a big deal. You can have up to 6 accounts. They have a ton of people signed up, ABC, all the networks, all the big networks anyways, and ESPN. They have a ton of things. But here's the problem with it. With, like any other TV service for the internet, they're going to charge you $35 a month. And it's gonna include 40 channels to launch with, of course, with also regional sports networks. But you get unlimited cloud DVR options. And so, I mean, that's a big draw, I guess. But at the same time, you're still charging somebody the same cost as having a fucking box in your house. And this is the problem all along. I believe that these companies are searching for an answer to something that nobody cares about anymore. Like, my generation is probably the last generation to care about cable TV. And everybody who's 18, 19 in their 20s right now, they don't give a fuck because it's has they their generation has the lowest cable subscription count ever. Like, it's just, it's not happening because people are cutting the cord. And so their idea is, hey, let's offer cable just over the internet, but charge the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
It's not a good idea. I mean, that's, I mean, like you said, there's like a lot of 20-year-olds that are, I mean, they kind of grew up around, it's the internet age. They grew up on YouTube. I mean, YouTube has been around that long to where they can watch all their programming on that. I mean, there's torrenting that's around, and there's just video on demand. I mean, you can get all of your stuff from websites and like legally, you know? And it's just, I don't know. I believe in the a la carte thing too, because there's a lot of channels that people don't watch. I mean, even back in the day, you had like 400 channels. You probably watched 30 of them at best, and the rest of them were just garbage, like skippable channels. Mm-hmm. I would rather much pay for an a la carte service of the channels that I want and not be having to sit with a package of, once again, having to buy a full package of like 30 channels when there's only three of them in that package that I want, but that's the only way to get them. I think that's complete bullshit.
Yeah. In the chat, there's a lot of people saying that, well, it's a solid amount of sports for the price. It's true. You can definitely get a lot of sports for the price, but also a lot of people, you know, like, aren't tuning into ESPN3 to watch the next cricket match.
ESPN Ocho.
most of your sports can be found right on your local channels, which you can get with an HD receiver for $50, and you hang it up outside of your house, and you get HD local sports when they run. Like, you know, your footballs are on Sundays. And
that's true, but also, I mean, you do have, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, you know, obviously you got Fox Sports, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2, ESPNU, which is for like college sports.
College. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because not all college games air on ESPN or ESPN2. Some do end up on, you know, that. And it's got like the CW. So there's that part of me that's like, okay, cool, CW. Like, but for those games. But I watch all those shows. Sorry, I said games. I watch all those shows later. I don't watch them when they air for 8-Bit Legends. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this because I have Sling TV, which I pay $20 a month for, and have like almost all of the same channels, mm-hmm. except for, I don't think we have Disney. We have Nick Jr. I see they have like Disney Jr., but like, this is ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. Oh, I have all those. I have Fox Sports. I have ESPN. I have most of these channels, and I don't have Chiller. Chiller is another channel that's kind of like, ooh. But I have, instead, I have what's that one? El Rey. So I'm good.
Yeah,
I've got El Rey and IFC. I'm good.
I definitely get what you're saying, but you can also get most of that stuff a la carte right now. Like, you can get the CW app and watch it for free the next day. You can, for the sports channels, you can get like the NBA pass, the MLB pass, and you can watch any game that you want for of set. All you have to do is pay
like
one fee,
$20 or something.
It's
like
not
that.
A monthly charge. It's a yearly. It's a season charge, but it's, you know, you pay $100 and you get all those games that you want. So there's definitely options out there that turn out to be a little bit cheaper or on par with what you expect. But I mean, I'm sure it'll still work with for some people. Some people will enjoy it, but it's definitely not for me. I don't know.
And the unlimited, whatever you call it,
the DVR
server. Yeah. That's pretty appealing. A lot of the stuff on Sling, a lot of the channels that like we watch anyways, have the ability to go back and watch other shows.
Yeah, the DVR definitely is probably the most appealing part of that. So for some people, it may mm-hmm. be worth it then, because your rental boxes, you're talking from a cable company, you're talking $10 a box for the HD, and then $5 for the SD, and then whatever they charge you for a service fee for the DVR. So yeah, I mean, it probably is cheaper to go with this option than that.
My only complaint is that its starting price is $35, which means if they ever do add any more channels, that's going to go up. Right now, Sling's bottom line is $20, mm-hmm. and then they have the, I think, 30 after that or something like that, or they have 20 and then maybe it's 20, 30, 40, because 40 you get like all 60 of their channels or whatever. And it's like, that's so many channels. It's like, at that point, I may as well just be fucking paying for cable or whatever, or satellite. Exactly. But I'm paying for like, I think I got set up when it first came on, so I'm on like a beta service thing. So I get like new channels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 25 a month. So it's not quite the 30. It's before they added the $30 and $40 plan. So I'm like right in between the two. I don't have all the channels, but we do get a lot of channels.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we're getting a Sleeping Dogs movie. If you haven't played the video game, you should. That means, Kev, we're getting a Sleeping Dogs 2 video game.
I hope so, because actually the first one was really good and very underrated. I highly recommend if you see it on a Steam sale or if you see it on sale, pick it up for your system. Sleeping Dogs is an amazing narrative with some pretty big stars in it. Like Emma Stone's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in it? I can't even think of it. Like, man, there's some people in there.
There's a lot of people in there. But yeah, it's a, and the game, I launched it. I played about maybe, I got about 6 hours in, and then for some reason I stopped playing, uninstalled it, and the save was gone. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll start again. I'll try it out. The visuals hold up still. Like, it's a beautiful looking game.
Nice.
So, but we're getting a movie, and Donnie Yen is going to be starring in it. And he was my favorite character in Rogue One. And
oh my God.
And so I can't wait to see him in this one.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me.
No, the Force is that... the one. I am one with the Force. Is it the Force is with me?
Yes.
Yes, I got it.
You got it. Good job. You got it. All right. For this next story, I have a special guest. I'd like to bring him in right now, please.
Oh no. Oh no. I just saw the headline.
This is the one, Doug, that I said was
close
amazing.
Your window before you can get in. Close your window. Oh shit.
Hey guys. Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to bring you.
Holy shit! Is that Mark? I was asleep on the couch.
Hey, what's going on, Sean?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out. I mean, I was trying to get some sleep out in the back, but no, you're here.
Hey, I got some amazing news. It's first exclusive, just for the 8-Bit Geek. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this?
And maybe also Slash Film. But it's fine. It's whatever.
Who's that? No, this is just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So listen, Mark Wahlberg, that's me. Okay. Okay.
I'm glad you know that. You're self-aware.
Yeah, baby. I'm creating an Alien Bounty Hunter comic just to get it made as a movie. Okay.
Okay.
So you're creating a comic? Like you're going to write it or what are you going to do?
I'm working on it right now. Okay. Yeah, it's the only I really want to get this made into a movie, but nobody wanted to pick it up. Okay, so I just said, "Hey, I'll work with Vault Comics, and they'll make it for me." And I got a story, and I'm an alien bounty hunter. It's gonna be awesome.
Okay, about that.
Yeah,
it's funny because I don't think that's Mark's first foray into comics.
I'm sorry, but I signed an NDA. I can't answer any questions about it. Okay, no interviews.
I mean, no, not so much about that. But I remember back in the day, Coheed and Cambria sold their comic book rights, like movie rights, to the Amory Wars, to I believe Mark Wahlberg, because Mark Wahlberg wanted to make a movie out of the Amory Wars, which is Coheed and Cambria's overarching story. If you're not familiar.
Kevin, you know, like made it. Of course, I bought it, so of course I'm familiar.
Okay,
why are you telling me?
Would you like to explain to the audience then?
Yeah, listen, can't talk about it. Sorry.
Fucking. So Coheed and Cambria is just like, you know, they're a concept band that talk about like the two characters, Coheed and Cambria. It's husband and wife,
yeah.
And it's in this sci-fi universe set, you know, obviously generations past ours. But there's just like this whole. Bunch of planets put together called the Keywork.
Yeah,
and,
sounds a lot like what
really
I want to do.
It's a really interesting sci-fi story. And Mark here apparently purchased the rights to make the movie.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Coheed's one of my favorite bands. I love them. If I was ever going to get a band tattoo, it'd be Coheed.
What's funny about that is that band guy, he's like all like, up there and stuff. But when he talks, he's all like, down there and stuff. Real crazy.
Yeah. TLD Lost Boy says they're epic live. And I know this. I've seen them many times, and I'm going to see them again in May. They're doing a tour for their popular album, Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star 4.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye, Marky. He still hasn't realized it's only a floor drop, right?
So that's happening then.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Good on Wahlberg trying to get with the comics.
I mean, he already did alien hunting in Transformers. Do we need another alien hunter? I mean, bounty hunter?
Meh.
Okay, let's get on to gaming news. Obviously, the Switch came out this week. Everybody's raving about it. And there's some people who are not. Let's start with the good news. The good news is that Friday and Saturday sales for the Nintendo Switch have exceeded the first two-day sales in America for any system in Nintendo's history. The next biggest is the Wii. And Zelda is for the Nintendo Switch is the best-selling standalone launch title in Nintendo history. And yeah, so that's the good stuff. That's the real good stuff. The bad stuff is that the OS is definitely not complete, and a lot of people have noticed that because of the fact that SD cards cannot be shared in between Nintendo Switch consoles, which is kind of bullshit. So yeah. you cannot share your SD cards, and you cannot transfer saves, something that even the Nintendo 3DS does. Like, you can transfer all of your shit to another system. This one you can't. And I am pretty positive that this will get rectified on a update coming up, because I think if you look at the OS, and there's just features that are incomplete at this point. So I think that's definitely a problem, especially because of the fact that people have already put in time and screen pixels have gone out, so they've had to replace it. Mm-hmm. And so now that means they had to start their fucking games all over again, and a lot of people aren't happy about that. So that's some of the growing pains. Kevin mentioned it earlier. There's some problems with the left controller, the left Joy-Con losing connectivity, and mm-hmm. there was somebody who disassembled it and found out that that where they placed the receiver is right under where you're gripping your hand the most, and so the connection isn't making it through. And so what he did was he soldered on a longer cord and put it to the near the top, and it works fine. And so I think that's a general fix that needs to happen.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not something everyone can do. Another common thing I've been seeing since the dock there is all plastic, mm-hmm. People have been complaining about it scratching up their screens.
Yeah,
which is terrifying.
Yeah, Reddit. I saw articles on that as well. What I've done is if you gently put it in, nothing will happen. But if you ram it in, then you will scratch it. And the screen itself is plastic. It's not made of glass.
Poor choice.
Well, they did it because of the fact that nobody's going to be put in their pocket, so they didn't think anyone's going to scratch the fucking thing. But, yeah, it's...
Didn't they have commercials of them putting it in their pocket?
Yeah, no shit.
I think so. But also, if you drop it, it's not going to shatter like glass would. And that's some of the drop tests that they did. Like, the screen stays intact. There's no, it will not crack under a 5 foot drop, or 5 foot drop and less and shit. So, I'm sure somebody's going to crack it. But yeah, so the screen gets scratched. I don't know how Nintendo didn't fucking R&D this one. Like, how do you not like shove the fucking thing in? Especially in the commercials, they show them doing exactly that. They go, pukunk, like really quick, pukunk. It's on the TV. But when you do it in real life, it scratches the shit out of the screen. So
that's because their copies were disposable. They're like, fuck it.
Fuck yeah, they're like, oh, fuck it. So people have remedied this by putting the soft side of Velcro on the inside of the plastic, and that seems to solve it. So if you have a Switch and you haven't done that yet, please do it. It will save yourself going back and returning your Switch and having to wait on another one.
I mean, this brings it back to the old school Wii situation. Remember where people were throwing their controls into the TV, and they like Nintendo had to remedy that by sending out wristbands. I feel like Nintendo has to remedy this by sending out like soft like tissue that you can put in that spot.
Well, there's always that thing with Nintendo, right? Where they say when they release a new system is that the first generation of it is always, you're always the beta tester, and then in the second revision after a year when they come out with the fucking like they did it with the 3DS Lite and the 3DS Large and shit, and they fix anything that was a problem with those systems. And I would be surprised if they fix this fucking shit until next year. I'd really, like, hardware-wise, I don't think mm-hmm. they're going to fix anything.
No,
until
of course
revision
not.
Until
it's
revision
Nintendo.
Two. So,
I'm going to be laughing my ass off when they try to make people pay for their online service, especially since, once again, they already fell back on one lie where they were like, there will be no friend codes for this system. And guess what? Friend codes.
Yeah, there's friend codes. There is other ways, though, on the system to be friends with people. So you can there's definitely different ways that you can send out send out requests, but they also said that
go to their house
in an
and you scratch the pads together like that and you could be friends.
And they said that in a future update they'll release better ways as well. So once again, the OS is incomplete. What else was I gonna say? I forget. But the Switch.
I mean, those are the main concerns I've been seeing. So you're an owner now. What do you think of it? You played it for what, 2-3 days now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have we not already talked about this? That's why we talked about the shit at the beginning.
yeah, you're right, Doug. So it's been the hardware has been great. I can't. I'm not one of the unlucky ones, so it's not something that I can really complain about. And the battery life is surprisingly decent. So I can't really complain about that. Like playing Legends of Zelda, I don't see myself playing over 3 hours on the go. It's always, you know, like 15 minutes here, 20 minutes there. It's not like an extended prolonged time. Mm-hmm. So
Have like an easy like standby?
Oh yeah, you hit a button and it goes into sleep mode. The thing is designed to sleep at all times. And so the only time that it stays awake is when you turn it on. And so it's an easy one button sleep mode. You hit the power button, goes right to sleep.
Good to know. There you go.
Yeah. So,
So before Doug gets up, what else do you like about the Switch, Jared?
I am thoroughly surprised. I am thoroughly surprised by the graphic power. That was something that I think we talked about that before. I was like, I don't know, but, it's definitely not a PS4. It's definitely not an Xbox One. I'm not tricking myself into believing that, but for what it is, I'm very surprised of how much power it brings, especially because
for a handheld, I would assume it'd be very powerful for a handheld.
For a handheld, it is super powerful. And seeing that Zelda was designed on the Wii U, it's not even taking full advantage of the power. So, Microsoft has announced a new subscription service called the Xbox Game. We talked about this last week.
You skipped over. Oh, no, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
we did talk about this last week.
Fuck you. Get out of here. Twitch has announced that they are starting a new service called the Spark. Was that it?
The All Spark.
Was it the? It's called Pulse. That's right. Pulse. It's called Pulse. And so it has a when this rolls out in about 2 weeks, when you go to the main website, it will look a lot like Facebook or Twitter. You will get a news feed. At the top, you'll still get the like the major events that are happening. But as you scroll, you will see all the people who are your friends on the list, what they're doing, what they've posted. You can post leave comments, and essentially it'll be a new social media for gamers. Essentially, and I mean it's pretty cool. What do you guys think of it?
I won't really have any. I don't know until I get it.
Well, I mean, what do you think of the idea? Do you see yourself posting updates or anything?
No.
It's all good until you get your racist family posting fucking anti-Obama memes on there.
God, I hope that...
I mean, I don't feel like I use Twitch enough to justify... Even though, like, I stream quite a bit, and, like, we'd stream here, obviously, every Monday. Mm-hmm. I don't... I have one more thing to post things to.
But what if, I mean, but you're heavily involved with the people through 8-bit and you obviously have a following on Twitch, which, I mean, if this goes the way they planned with 400 million users, mm-hmm. I could see engaging with people saying like, hey, this is what I'm planning on doing this week, or this is all my gaming stuff, because I don't post a lot of gaming stuff on, I don't post any gaming shit on Facebook. And it's very and my quick thoughts go out to Twitter and stuff like that. So I think it's kind of neat to have a place to go for people who want to talk about games.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I just post on Twitter and Facebook.
I mean, I do the same thing. I mean, I think I would be more active in my video games, but I post, I don't give a shit. I post everything on Facebook. So I talk about video games on there and everything.
Yeah, same.
I think they may be reaching a bit with this pulse, but I mean, it's too early to tell. Once again, it seems like a lot of these companies are going for things that are unfamiliar territory for them. You know, once again, we talked about last week where everyone was still trying to jump on board streaming or like, you know, streaming programs and then like subscription programs and stuff like that. So I don't know.
I'm a little,
I would like to see the features of it, but I don't think it's going to catch on, especially it's not going to catch on like Facebook, says Facebook has 10 years on them.
I don't think it's, I don't think it's supposed to replace Facebook. I think it's just to, I mean, nobody's, it's not going to replace anything.
And also like Facebook for gamers, I mean, you have Reddit. You've got Reddit/r/gaming.
That's true,
and
too.
And then whatever like their respective subreddits are for every popular game out right now has a subreddit dedicated to it with thousands of people on it. And that's kind of even replaced old school message boards. So,
really,
I mean,
has.
It's going to be hard to create something and grab people's attention more than 2 seconds other than what Reddit has already done.
Well,
or
we will definitely
NeoGaf or whatever.
We'll definitely keep you posted when we try it out in the next couple weeks. We'll say, you know, this is what we like, this is what we don't, or we'll just go, meh.
And Keith from We Talk Games is saying Discord is already doing that for gamers. I'm not too familiar because the only thing I see really in Discord, at least for us that we use, is we have our own, you know, 8-Bit Geek has its own Discord channel, and we have a chat room.
I don't have fucking time to have another chat system. I already have so many. I don't want another place to go, like, just with another chat bar. I'm like, get the fuck out. Discord.
I don't know. Rude.
Discord.
It's where, I mean, people talk to us on Discord all the time. I should go fucking check it out. You goddamn garbage piece of shit.
Whoa.
That's right.
Yeah.
Check us out on
last
Garbage
thing
Day.
Was ants. And then, like, Doug was posting about Fastlane last night.
Yeah, I wanted to know if anyone else watched it. And then I think I fell asleep.
Yeah. I know, because I messaged you afterwards to see it and you didn't say anything.
All right, our last, oh no, we got two stories left.
I think we talked about this last week.
I'm sorry, our last story. EA's Peter Moore, he was once with Microsoft, and I almost got an interview with him. I'll tell you about that in a second, but he's moving out of gaming. He's leaving gaming and he's going to transfer to Liverpool FC. That's right.
Yeah.
He's taken
over.
Is this
the guy that you could have interviewed like a month ago?
No, that was the dude from Hitman.
Yeah, this Peter Moore. When I was running my, I was running a little gaming clan, and it was called Force Council. It was all about Star Wars games and stuff like that. I think I talked a little bit about it before. Well, we tried this whole like little social media like website thing out. And I reached out to Peter Bohr and I was like, hey, I'd love to have you for an interview. Like, and I was very green, knew nothing. And he goes, show, mate. And I went, cool. You want me to send you questions over email and then you just answer them? And a week went by and a month went by.
Well,
and a year went by.
Did you never send him questions or did he never answer them?
He never replied to me after that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my first lesson in scheduling interviews.
I met him once at a GameStop, like one of the GameStop conventions. He was a nice guy. Like, I mean, I got to shake his hand and like
Kevin,
talk to him
for a minute.
Kevin,
he's fucking paid to be there, man. Of course, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he wasn't a dick. You know, like, I've seen people paid to be at GameStop events, and they would just do their presentation and jump on the next plane or jump to the next bar. Like, he actually sat around and talked to like a bunch of store managers and stuff. So that was cool.
That's neat. What'd you ask him?
No, I mean, this was at the time when he just went over to EA.
And this so you must have had a ton of questions of like, because he was just starting at a new company. He's like going to make EA great again. Like,
I was talking Mass Effect 3 with him, actually, because like that was right when Mass Effect 3 was coming out.
Uh-huh.
So, but because, I mean, he was the one that was always going balls to the walls with Microsoft when he did the, you know, when he did the tattoo of GTA 4, mm-hmm. when GTA 4 got announced that it was going to be
Halo
system. Yeah. So, I mean, like, he's, like I said, I mean, you may think he's not really into games, but I mean, he does a pretty good job of covering it up because, I mean, he was very, very engaging. So, but he was like, oh, good to hear you're excited about Mass Effect. Here's what we have planned. You know, I don't know why I haven't given him that voice, but
Doug, are you a Liverpool FC fan? Is that your team?
Fuck no. Fuck Liverpool.
Whoa.
Oh. Okay.
Man.
I just didn't know. I thought there was only one team anyways. But...
That's sports, right?
I thought everyone just in soccer was like, go Liverpool.
I mean, good for him, though, because like Peter Moore is always like hyped every time they would talk about a FIFA game. Like he would lose his shit being on stage and be like, we have football. It's back.
We have FIFA. No one's in the crowd. Like, he's like,
yeah, every E3 we're like, oh, here we go. FIFA talk again. Who's this guy? Oh, Pele's on stage, you know? And like Peter Moore's losing his shit. It's like Jeff Keighley with Hideo Kojima, you know, like just totally fanboying out, which is cool. But it only makes sense that Peter Moore is going to go to a football team.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet that helps his travel. He doesn't have to come to America anymore.
You just have a cheery old day over there.
God damn it.
I mean, every year they send some of the Premier League teams over to the United States to play against our poor, pathetic MLS teams.
Do they romp them every time?
I think it's just for them to come over and be, I know, Sporting KC, right? Woo woo.
Yep.
But they come over and they school the American teams. It just fucking
has any of the American teams ever won?
Sporting KC's beat an English team. I can't remember which one.
Probably.
Sporting KC was up in there, and then Arsenal? Chicago. Okay. I think Arsenal, and then Chicago Fire beat somebody, I believe, too. Chicago Fire is pretty decent.
All right.
Hey, FC Dallas is really good too. Actually, like I'm sitting here shitting on our teams, but like, you know, it's just the Premier League's just better.
Have you ever been to an FC Dallas game, Doug? Or...
Yeah, a couple.
Okay, I'd like to go to
Frisco,
one.
Frisco, because Katie and I will go, and we'll be like, "Cool, IKEA," because it's just right there.
Weird, like the fucking Kansas KC Sporting, like, is right next to an IKEA.
Yeah, so we would
what?
Go to
No, I take that back. No, it's not. It's Nebraska Furniture Mart. Never mind.
Well, and that's what's crazy is that right across the street from the fucking IKEA is the fucking
is that.
Yeah. So it's next to Nebraska Furniture Mart and next to a Speedway, Kansas Speedway.
Yeah.
Do. All right,
we haven't been since obviously our son was born, but and I don't think. No, we went one time when she was pregnant. It was right after we found out that she was pregnant. It was in like April.
Would she be mad if you and I just took a social media photo? Like if we were like, hey, all three of us are going up to the video game museum, and then we take a photo in front of IKEA and then be like, we went for stuff.
She'd be like, she'd send me a fucking shopping list. Are you kidding me?
Better bring the big truck.
Yeah, she's like, you got your car, right? You got the Honda Pilot, yeah?
She's been picking out shit for months.
Yeah. Okay, so I need you to get new couches, and I need you to get like blah, 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 what?
And you both, and you got Kevin and Jer there so they could lift everything. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, that's our show for the week. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. Tune in after the music that you won't hear if you're live for some WWE talk.
Yay!
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. Hi. Or bye.
Yeah, it's bye.
This is the end of the show, Kev.
Do you want to do
it's
another
the end
one?
Of the show, but it's the beginning of another one.
That's true. I just assumed you just thought we were just now beginning the show.
Yeah, this is all pre-show.
Great pre-show. Great pre-show.
Great pre-show.
You guys can replace me with a soundboard, and it'll be no difference.
We've talked about it.
We've had private meetings. Love, hugs, and all that bullshit.